Welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show. Split show today on the road with Omaha men's basketball in Dayton. Big thanks to Matt Verzal, who has been filling in while I've been away the last 2 weeks. We'll be back in studio next week for a full week of shows on Iowa Week, Maryland this weekend. Practice is wrapped up in Lincoln. Preparate the defensive day. So we'll get you some nuggets out of Lincoln on some things that were said by the defensive guys as they get ready for Maryland, a team that got off to a good start under Mike Loxley, and everybody thought, okay, that's what they just needed. They needed a coach. Then all of a sudden, Maryland hit the skids, and they lost five in a row, including their last three, with a point differential of minus 132. They've only attempted four field goals this year. They are on the cusp of being part of a rare group in college football that has only made one field goal the entire season. They've only attempted four. They like to go for it on fourth down. They have attempted 20 fourth down conversions. Don't have a lot of faith in their kicking game. So you got two teams going at each other, one that is 4-6, one that is 3-7, and they don't have a ton of faith in their kicking game. This could be wild out in College Park on Saturday. I think there'll be a really good Nebraska crowd. I know quite a few people that the first time Nebraska's played out there in the Big Ten, they're making a week of it, or they're making a weekend. They're going to D.C. They're going to be tourists, and then they're going to go to the game on Saturday. So I think there'll be a lot of Nebraska fans there. I can't imagine the stadium will be close to a sellout. It's a long trip out there. You have to think about that in this kind of a season, a long trip to an unfamiliar place, and then you come back, you play on the short week. But I think they'll play before a lot of friendly folks. Whenever Nebraska goes to the East Coast and you have a large base out there, they will show up. That's the closest they can get to a game. So I think there'll be a lot of Nebraska fans there. But this game should be what it should be. That make perfect sense? Yes, it does. One's 4-6, one's 3-7. Nebraska's a four-point favorite. Nebraska hasn't played well on the road since Scott Frost has been the head coach. Both these teams are trying to find a way to win. They've got injuries. They've got inconsistency. You watch. This game might have a little bit of everything. Get a bingo card out. It could be one of those games where strange things happen, and it comes down to a final possession or two. A lot don't want it to come down to final possession or two, but at this point, you can't be greedy. A win is a win, and a win hasn't happened for 6 weeks around Nebraska. We were talking to the crossover earlier. If you look at the last two games and you think, okay, is it too late to put it all together? Well, what's your definition of putting it all together for this season? Are you looking to salvage the season, put it all together, win two games, get to six, get to a bowl game, develop a true identity, which I think you're going to have to wait until year three to develop a true identity, an identity that includes a player-led team, and that still might not be the case in year number three. I think that's the last thing Scott thought he'd be having in going into the 11th game of his second year, is that it would still be a coach-led team, that you can only do so much from that standpoint, that you've put in the ingredients and out-popped the finished product, and it is now a player-led team. That is not the case. But if you're looking for progress in teaching guys how to win, or guys wanting to win, or however you want to describe, I guess the word determination is what is the word of the day when it comes to winning, want to win. I mean, I can't imagine that somebody gets up in a major college football program and doesn't want to win. Nah, I'm okay. Hey, I'm fine. All right, then this isn't fine for you. Do you have the tools in your toolbox to know how to win? And you'll play two games to finish the year that could help you along that path. Again, one on Saturday where four-point favorite, you're scuffling, they're scuffling, but people are going to tell you, whew, that's the game. Oh, you're going to win that game. Have you seen Maryland play of late? Oh, man, you think you got issues. Look at Maryland. You're going to be fine. So you're going to hear that, and you're going to know that you're a favorite, and you're going to realize that you're playing on the road, and that's a different animal. You got to have a different mindset to play on a road, especially a place where you're not familiar with, and really an opponent that you're not familiar with as well, for a staff that hasn't seen Maryland. So they don't have anything to go back on last year and look at. All they have is stuff from this year under a brand-new head coach. And then you turn around on a short week and a long trip back home, And if you have to handle success of having a Sunday where you're celebrating a victory, but a Sunday where you're prepping for a Friday game, then you're going to have to turn around and play a game in which the team you're playing has it in their DNA that they reach a level when they see your helmets that you haven't been able to reach on a consistent basis, or if at all, over the last 4 or 5 years. You kind of showed it last year, but you realized how much of a difference that is when you play a team like Iowa that wants to grind you into the ground and beat you into submission. And you'd have to play a game to win, to go to a bowl game, to finish out with two in a row, at a level that you have not been at in 2 years, mentally and physically. So is it too late? Too late to salvage what you thought it would be when the season kicked off against South Alabama in August, but maybe not too late to give you an inkling of something that flips in 2020. We just talked with Mitch Light about flip victories, that your culture is getting there, and then in the bottom line business, it's all about results. You see a reward for your progress. And then things flip. These two games would give you an indication of that because they're two completely type of games. One at home, one on the road, short week, where mentally you got to be dialed in. Is Nebraska good enough to handle both of these games? Well, there's questions that are still lingering into week number 11 of a 12-game season in year number two. All right, we'll shift gears. We'll go to the card court. Creighton takes on Cal Poly coming up on Friday. Brody Darren is back on the midday show during the basketball season. He'll break down Creighton. We'll also talk a little college basketball. Scoring is down just a smidge. Kentucky can't figure out what's going on. Duke's the number one team of the country. A lot of things going on in college basketball in the third week of the season. Brody joins us next. It's the Gary Sharp Show from Dayton, Ohio on 1620 The Zone.